A very good afternoon and welcome to the Sunday Property Show. Each week we take a look at just some of the headline stories and welcoming experts to decipher the details for us, as encouraging you to join in the conversation. Well, it's your opportunity to ask some of those burning property, real estate, legal and financial related questions. Of course, you can just air your opinion. Now, before we get into the property section though, this week we're going to go live straight off to JITEX. It's opening today over at the World Trade Center, and is one of the top three global ICT events, playing host to over 130,000 industry professionals and more than 3,500 suppliers from 144 countries. It's huge. We're going to be down there, of course, all the rest of the week, bringing you the latest news and updates from the exhibition. But joining us live now on the line is Paul Anderson, who is the Marketing Director for the Middle East for Ford. A very good afternoon to you, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you are, in fact, on the Ford stand, of course, which is where we will be the rest of the week. And you might ask, well, why is a car company down at a technology show? But what's really interesting is that, of course, Ford has now implemented a whole series of very cool technological gadgets and gizmos into your cars. Would you like to sort of guide us through just a few of them today, Paul?
Yeah, well, you ask a very interesting question. Why would you find an automotive company at JITEX? And the reality is, of course, JITEX is all about technology. And our story at Ford Motor Company is that our brand is really all about delivering the most exciting, the most innovative technologies available in the marketplace today. And we've been telling that story here at JITEX for we're in our fifth year now.
Okay.
And just to give you a few examples, this year we are featuring our flagship sedan, the 2013 Ford Taurus, here on our stand, that is literally packed with phenomenal technologies, that some of which keep you as connected in your car with your family, friends, and the world around you as you are outside of your car, like Sync with My Ford Touch. Just imagine for a second, if you will, a car that actually will obey 10,000 voice commands that allow you, with just the sound of your voice, to control the environment inside your vehicle.
Wow.
To connect with others on the phone.
So,
or imagine it. Yeah, go ahead.
Are we talking temperature? We're talking seat maneuvers. Of course, it could be the CD, the player, your iPod, I should say. We're up to date here. Don't many people play CDs anymore, do they? Their iPod, things like that.
Exactly. So on your iPod, you want to play a certain type genre of music, you tell it what to play. You want to hear a certain song, you tell it what to play. You want to hear a certain band or group that you like, you tell it what to play. And it will play simply through the command of your voice. Same thing with temperature and other controls within the car, as you mentioned. Same thing with your phone, which is activated through Bluetooth, that you want to call a friend, you just say, call Mm-hmm. friend, and it will immediately dial for you. So it keeps you safe, your hands on the wheel, and allows you yet to stay connected, as we all like to be, when we're as much when we're in the car as when we're out of the car.
So it's not talking back to you yet, is it?
Well, actually, it will respond to you and right. tell you, you know, to repeat your command, make sure it's heard correctly. And so you do hear a voice, and a rather nice voice, I might add.
Well, and what else? What are some of the other features perhaps you'd like to mention?
Well, one of the new features on the 2013 Taurus is Active Park Assist, another phenomenal technology where literally one of the challenges many of us have is parallel parking and trying to fit your car, squeeze it just into that little space. Well, literally with the touch of a button, this car will measure the size of the space. You literally take your hands off the wheel, and it will guide the car automatically, hands-free, into that space.
That's pretty
called
impressive.
Auto Park Assist.
That is very impressive. I think that was a big seller, actually. I like that one. Now, I was reading also, there's which is quite interesting, particularly for this part of the world, of course, which is the My Ford Touch connectivity feature. It's going to be in the new Arabic navigation.
So we do have navigation now that is coming out, including on this 2013 Taurus, which does provide navigation in Arabic. It is not quite yet voice-controlled in Arabic. We are still working on that. But the navigation system itself is most definitely in Arabic.
Well, thanks so much, I think, for guiding us through just some of those features. I know, as I said earlier, we will actually be, I think, right next to one of these cars, and I will be giving you loads of updates throughout the week about the various different features and safety features, etc. as well. And I look forward to catching up with you tomorrow, Paul. Thanks for joining us on the line today, though, in the Property Show. All the best. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. That was Paul Anderson there, the Marketing Director for Middle East and Ford over there at JITx. And yeah, we'll be down there tomorrow and the rest of the week. Now, another, while we're talking about this, though, because this is a really fantastic competition, so fingers at the ready to text in on 4001. It is actually an opportunity for you to have a weekend test drive of the Ford Taurus, as well as a two-night stay in a suite at the Meridian Al Akka, which is absolutely fabulous. It's over there in Fujairah. So it's a weekend test drive of a Ford Taurus and a two-night stay in a suite at the Meridian Al Akka. Now, what we're going to do is run the competition throughout the week, and we will actually pick a winner at the end of the week on Thursday. So text in on 4001. Please do put your name on all of those messages, and just write the word JITx as well, so we know which one competition it's for. Well, let's now go back to the studio, and we've got some guests joining us as well. Of course, we've got our regular contributors, whom I'd like to introduce to you now as well. Ludmila Yamalova, who is our managing partner with Yamalova and Plefka Legal Consultants, joins us each week with great legal updates and answers your legal questions. Ludmila, great to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Great to see you as well.
And Mike Small of VSM Consulting. Mike, welcome back to you.
Thank you very much, Sean. Good afternoon.
Well, we're going to continue a little bit on the whole technology issue. I think the whole of Dubai has sort of been taken over with technology this, because it is JITx week. And it's a pleasure to welcome to the studio now Chris Crummy, who is the... just get your title correctly. Correct. Who, I've lost my piece of paper. There we are. Worldwide Director of Sales, Social Business, and with IBM. He's here, in fact, in Dubai, of course, at JITx, but he's also giving some talks tomorrow at the CIO conference. So it's a pleasure to welcome him to the studio. Thanks very much, Chris.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, you may think, you know, how is that connected to property? But we're going to find a link, aren't we? Because what's interesting is that, as I mentioned, you really are helping businesses or assisting businesses to use social media as a proactive tool for marketing, for, I suppose, using it to their own benefit. So it's not just a social thing. It's actually a business thing, isn't it? So tell us a little bit, first of all, about really, you know, why you're at JITx and perhaps some of these conferences, and then we'll get into maybe some insights and some advice possibly today for those business people listening.
Great. Yeah, so I'm here speaking tomorrow at the CIO's conference on the strategy of becoming a social business. So the idea is, how do I leverage my social media, which are things like LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and also apply the same success that you have with those to the inside of the firewall on how you actually behave internally.
Mm.
So it's actually a new way of working that is really driving customers to take a look at this new way of thinking. So it's a, you know, it makes basically the CIOs a better communicator. Mm-hmm. It makes employees share their information from one side of the corporation to the other faster, because they're mimicking the success of Twitter. They're mimicking the success of Facebook, but securely on the inside of the firewall and behaving in a different way. So what they're doing is they're overcoming traditional barriers, such as something as simple as an org chart. In an org chart, information goes one or two ways, up and down. And realistically, what you want to do is use the speed of microblogging and the sharing of information to go from one side of the corporation faster to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So they're taking the same success and applying it to business. And what we help them on two different levels. So social media is a way to communicate externally. Social business is both a social media strategy and an internal social business strategy. How do I behave and work differently on the inside than I have in the past?
Okay, that's really interesting. And I'm just wondering, of course, you are with IBM. What is your connection in all of this? Are you, have you come up with some new tools, a way to do that?
Yeah, so what we've done is we actually use a technology, a platform within IBM. It's called IBM Connections. And this platform mimics the success of Facebook, the success of LinkedIn, the success of YouTube, the success of Twitter, but designed for corporations. Yeah. And so you are able to communicate throughout your corporation faster and easier than you did traditionally.
Mm. So is this for internal purposes or also external?
Both. Okay. But what we've seen them do is use it internally because we provide the security and we provide the compliance and we provide all the right tools, then we can leverage the success of Twitter and LinkedIn, but on the inside.
And what is the name of this platform
again?
It's
called IBM Connections.
Okay, and then we'll be already available for sale, for sign up.
Yes.
What's the membership?
Yes,
or
it's available right now. It is one of the fastest selling technologies we've had in IBM in many, many years because we've hit the market perfectly, right? We've been able to leverage the success because people see the speed. Why does a YouTube video go from zero to a million hits in 3 days? And that's because it's actually moving from one person's network to the other. And so when you move it from one network to the other, you actually along the way hit influencers, people that actually have greater credibility. And by doing that, it jumps. So corporations are like, hey, what if I create a YouTube video, but I do it inside the firewall and I use the organic nature of sharing to go from one side to the other? And that's what our CEO does. Our CEO is a massive user of this technology.
So you call it technology. Is it a software? Is it hardware? What does the technology look like?